Oh, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a verse we read yesterday and commented some on, but I just wanted to zero in on this again. It really blesses me so much because it's the gospel. Again, as you all know, the gospel, the word means good news, but the tragic condition of most Christians is they don't really understand the good news. As a matter of fact, I would say that every issue that a Christian has, every place where they struggle in their life is because they don't understand the good news. There's something about the good news they don't get. The good news is too small for them. And it needs to be, they need to have a better, bigger, true vision of the good news. Because the good news is about our freedom from the reign of sin in every area of our life and more. But this is so much Jesus here deeper into his ministry, saying something that's said about him in the very first chapter. This is like a real emphasis to John, who wrote this gospel. Again, Jesus therefore spoke to them, repeatedly saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me or joins me or accompanies me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, let me read it to you again, with a little bit of different bit of translation that's with this word, have the light of life, what it could also be translated as. Jesus said to them repeatedly, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but wear the light of life, like a garment. And so it carries the idea of wear and radiate the light of life. So Jesus said, he's the light of the world. Those of us who accompany him, who join him, he said, we won't walk in darkness, but we will wear and radiate the very life or the light of life. I like that. Again, in John chapter 1. Now remember, when it says that Jesus was the light of life, Jesus said, I am the light of life. This is the incarnate Jesus saying this. This is the human God saying this. So Jesus as human is saying, not as God, as human is saying, I am the light of life. That's so significant in understanding what he was saying. We talked about this some yesterday, but it is so significant and so profound to me because I remember for years when I first became a Christian, first couple of years before, actually my spiritual father, Ian Thomas, is the one who kind of revealed these things to me. But when you'd read the New Testament and you'd see the life that Jesus lived, it was so fascinating. And a lot of the people who taught me, they would say things like, this is Jesus proving he's the Messiah, proving he's the Messiah, proving he's the Messiah. But what they never really talked about was the fact that the incarnate Christ was proving by the life that he lived what's true about humanity. Because again, the first Adam blew it, right? Well, Jesus came as second Adam to reconcile us back to God and to get it right for humanity. He did it as a man because the first man messed up. The second man, the second Adam, got it right. And so when Jesus said that he was the light of life or the light of the world, he was the light of the world as a human. It's almost if you were to say this person, you met this person, just this person, and this person's life was so extraordinary. It's like his very life is the light of the world, gave us insight into what's possible, what's potential. And he did it as a human. He's just a human. Well, again, that's how Jesus lived. Though he was God, he lived out of his human nature. And he revealed to us what your humanity should look like and my humanity should look like. Jesus, therefore, that's why it means my life as a human is the light of the world. Because the world's made up of a bunch of humans who are getting it wrong. And Jesus, as human, got it right and said, my life is the light of the world. In John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's so cool because Jesus said, if you join me, then you will wear the light of life. He described that light as the light of life. It's a life that's light. In him was life, and his life was the light of men, or mankind, or the world. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Jesus, his life, is the light that defines our life. Hear that again. His life is the light that defines our life. In him was life, and his life was the light of men. It didn't just say, this is really important, the preposition here isn't, and his life was the light to men. He was not just saying he was the light to fallen men so that they would see that there's a Savior. He was the light of men. His very life defined your life and my life. And Jesus was clothed in our humanity, so he was clothed in every personality type. So it's not a personality type. Jesus defined the light of your life. So that when we do join him, so think about it like this. This is an example that I had. If I had a glove, I could do it even better. But think of a hand that's dead. So he said, if you join me, you'll no longer walk in darkness, but you will wear and radiate the light of life, his life. And so darkness is to be dead, spiritually and morally and every other way to be dead. But here's life. Here's a hand that's just alive, just vibrant and alive. And the way God saved us, this is the gospel. What's he going to do with this dead hand? This hand is alive, but this hand is dead. What is he going to do with this dead hand? The way he changed the destiny, the identity, the way he changed the makeup of this dead hand is he took this dead hand and he placed it into this living one. So he went, did this, and went. And the minute it touched the living hand, it became one with the living hand and alive too. It's his life that you've been placed into that makes you alive, but alive with his life. That's why Paul said in Philippians 1, he said, for me to live is Christ. He wasn't just saying, for me, the most important thing about life is Jesus. For me, the number one thing in my life is Jesus. He said, to me, for me, to live is Jesus. I was dead until I was placed in his life. And then the moment I was touched, his life, intermingled with him, in union with him, I became alive with his life. That's the gospel. And that's the wonder, the good news. So whatever it is that sin, whatever sin it is that pulls at you, you know, whatever darkness pulls at you, the darkness of despair, the darkness of discouragement, the darkness of anxiety, the darkness of fear, you know, the darkness of resentment, the darkness of whatever, the darkness of depression. Jesus is that, this life is not that. Jesus doesn't do any of that. He's fully alive. His life is light. There's no darkness in him. He said, in him, there is no darkness at all. And so the moment I'm joined to him, I'm alive. I'm alive in his freedom from depression, his freedom from despair, his freedom from discouragement, his freedom from anxiety and fear and all that kind of stuff, and guilt and shame and all the jazz that you deal with. So anything that you entertain, any thought that you entertain, any feeling that you provide a home for, you know what I mean by that? That you build a nest around, that isn't what Jesus thinks and what Jesus feels, that's sin. And it's a deception from the enemy. And it's not who you are. You have been joined to him. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He said in John 1, I am the light of men, the light of men. I define the truth about you. He who joins me will no longer walk in the darkness, but will wear and radiate the light of my life. It's complicated than that. See, we have to come to a place where we're committed to no longer tolerating anything, any thought about myself that Jesus doesn't think about me, or tolerate any thought about anything else outside of me that Jesus doesn't think, because we have the mind of Christ. We've been joined to that. Amen? Okay. It's a powerful thing when Jesus said what he said. Jesus was basically inviting them, he said to his disciples, saying, I am describing and defining you. The life that I'm living is the life that you have been called to participate in. Not try to copy, not try to imitate, but to actually participate in. No limits. Christ with no limits. Amen. Undiluted. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together. And if that's true, besides our own personal well-being and internal well-being, we should be going for expecting that the same kind of ministry he had we should have, right? And we need to start closing the gap between what we experience and what he says defines who we really are in him. But you know what happens? You know what brings us into that? Childlike faith, expectation. Mm-hmm.